Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okie dokie.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
Welcome
yeah.
Welcome to the I Got Issues podcast.
Yo.
With your host, Jason Maynard.
And?
James Wright.
James, what up, son?
Nothing, man. Nothing at all.
Merry Christmas. Yeah. Happy New Year's.
Yeah,
buddy.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays and Merry New Year.
How was your Christmas vacation?
It was wonderful. Didn't do anything. I just ate food every single day, drank beer every single day, and just relaxed every single day.
What was your grand total of all of the money you spent on Christmas presents? Grand total?
$0.
Really?
It's all about what's inside.
I find that hard to believe. I think you're full of shit.
No, I spent like 50, like 50 bucks. That's it, man. Keep it simple. Yeah.
That's nice.
How about you? How was your holidays and all that good stuff?
My holidays was exactly as planned. Perfect.
Perfect.
Of course.
Well, what was so perfect about it?
Did I crack and buy Christmas presents this year? Yes. But I still didn't have to go. I did all of my Christmas shopping. Shoppers Drug Mart. Christmas Day.
Nice. Classic.
Shoppers is open Christmas morning. So perfect.
That's funny. So what'd you get?
Bought my dad a birthday card because his birthday is right before Christmas.
Okay.
And I got him a gift card from Shoppers Drug Mart. Pow.
That's hilarious. So he can go get all his Shoppers Drug Mart needs.
I got I got my stepmom and my dad a gift card as well and a Christmas card. And that was it.
Wow. What was the grand total?
Still expensive. 200.
Holy shit, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not that crazy.
But it's like, yeah, it's not that much.
No, it's not at all.
But that's it, man. That's it. That's so simple. It took me like 10 minutes inside a Shoppers Drug Mart. No lineup on Christmas morning. Who even knew they were open?
Seriously?
I was planning on going empty-handed.
That's funny.
But anyways, yeah, it was cool. And then a crazy thing happened to me on the bus. I took the Greyhound to go see my dad.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, I didn't even
know. Man, that's horrible. I hate the Greyhound.
I know, but I figure, you know, I've been on buses built for small Asian people for 12 hours at a time, so I'm like, I can handle a Greyhound.
4 hours, yeah.
Greyhound is nice.
Yeah.
But when I was on the bus, a lady sitting right beside me, she dropped some stuff. She dropped a couple of things on the ground, but she didn't even realize. So I reach over and I pick them up and I hand them to her. And I'm like, you dropped these on the ground. And she's like, oh, thank you. I'm like, no problem. Merry Christmas. And she's like, Merry Christmas to you too. It's like, perfect. I'm like, cool. You know, because I'm a guy, I believe in karma and shit.
Yeah.
I,
yeah.
You know, I believe in doing the good deed.
Yeah.
So, I'm sitting on the bus and I'm like trying to write in my Christmas cards to my dad that I just bought, like my Christmas card and his birthday card. I'm writing in the card, you know, happy birthday, whatever. And, but I'm a complete slacker. So I write it out, but I don't even put like the gift cards in. I wrap it back up in the Shoppers Drug Mart bag. And then I just put it inside the slot that's like in front of the seat, right in front of me.
Oh man.
And as I do that, I'm like, I'm going to completely forget that there.
Yeah.
Sure enough, got off the bus. I forgot it. So now I like call my dad. Man. I'm like, Dad, come pick me up from where the bus drops me off. And then he came. He got me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Dad, I left your present on the bus. I'm like, we have to go track it down at the station.
Oh man.
So we boogie all the way down to the Greyhound station. I get on the bus. I'm like, bus driver, I left something on the bus. I just got off. But right before, he's like, yeah, go ahead. I look, gone.
What?
And I'm like, oh, man. See, but the thing is, like, a couple years ago.
Karma, man. What happened to karma?
A couple years ago, I wouldn't even had the faith in humanity to even bother going down to track it down. I would just be like, yeah, it's gone.
Yeah.
One of these scumbags obviously took it.
Yeah.
So then I walk into the bus terminal.
Yeah.
And I see the lady and she's like, are you looking for your bag? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, it's right over there. I was like,
what?
This is it, people.
Nice. Merry Christmas, right thing, everybody.
Do the right thing. It comes back around.
It's a Christmas miracle.
That was a Christmas miracle. Oh, it wasn't a Christmas miracle, but I'm like, you know, I just spent $200 a couple hours ago, and now yeah. I might as well lit it on fire.
Oh, man.
But
good for you, man. Good thing that you found it.
See? That,
the karma.
These are the things, man. People, just be a good person.
Yeah.
And good things happen.
Yeah. Being good people, leaving 20% tips. Yep. Since that last podcast, man, I went out to eat last night. And I just can't get it out of my head, man. I'm tipping 20% now. I want to break that stigma of black people being bad tippers.
Yeah, man.
20% and up.
Do your part. That's it. That's all you can really do.
It's ridiculous. And you know what, too? Like, when she came back, like, so the meal came up to, like, I don't know, like $30-something, whatever. So I put down 40. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to leave the whole 40 there. You know, that'll make it good. That's more than 20%. You know, it'll make me feel good, you know? But then I was like, oh, then my blackness started kicking in, or something started kicking in, my cheapness or whatever it was. And I was like, no, maybe I should get some change. But it was weird when she came back and picked up the $40 from the table. She just looked at me like, you know what I mean? Like she knew she's only going to get like $2 tip.
Oh,
but no, she did not. She got way more than that. She got like 20-something% tip.
Congratulations, man. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
We're taking small baby steps to picking up the entire black race on tipping, which is kind of weird.
It's one 20% tip for man.
So anyways, I'm on this friggin' bus. I'm on the bus. You know what, people?
What bus? Greyhound?
I'm on a Greyhound bus.
Okay, Greyhound bus, right. Yeah.
And it's only for 1 hour from Barrie to Toronto.
Okay, yeah.
This lady gets on the bus. And she's talking on the cell phone.
Oh, God.
I have to hear her whole life story. Her mother is sick. She doesn't want to have to go and do that because her brother's
going
to.
Oh, my God.
You think people really want to hear your whole conversation on a bus?
Yeah,
turn your friggin' phone off.
Yeah.
Sit back and enjoy the ride like everybody else.
Exactly.
I hate when people talk like.
That's when text messaging. That's when you should text message. When you're talking about your private life, shut it down. Text message or hold it in and wait till you see the person. You know what I mean?
I think cell phones are just going to ruin the entire society. We have no more social tact. People don't even want to.
People are idiots.
People don't even want to communicate with each other.
No, no, no one. No one calls anybody anymore.
People
or they do. They do it at the wrong time.
I used to live in a neighborhood, in the suburbs. I bought a house in the suburbs to get away from all the craziness, but I have to commute into the city every day. I lived right across the street from the GO train station.
Yeah.
Me and my neighbors, we all live in the same complex. We all walk to the GO train station at the same time every day. We're on the 7:45 train.
Yeah.
All of us, we walk there together. Everyone's plugged into their cell phone, to their iPod.
Yeah, listening to music.
Everyone's listening to music.
Yeah.
They're reading. I did this for a couple of years. I never knew a single one of these people's names. They never talked to me. I'm your next door neighbor.
Yeah.
You don't say hi?
Yeah.
You don't want to talk to me? You'd rather sit there and be in your own world? That's the thing, man. Technology is just isolating people into their own little
bubbles. Yeah, exactly. It's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, well, guess what? That sucks.
You know what? No, I read somewhere that it's just like, you know, when you wear sunglasses, you sort of feel like you're blocked out from the world kind of thing. Well, people use their earbuds, like when they listen to music. Sometimes people don't even have music on. They just put them in just to block out people from talking to them.
I know. Isn't that crazy? I know girls do that at the gym so that douchebag dudes won't talk to them.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how about you just don't talk to someone if you don't want to? There's going to have to be a social interaction at some point. People are going to have to start communicating with each other.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, if all these cell phone towers and power shuts down, what are we going to do? We're going to have to talk to people.
Well, I don't think people even know how to talk to people anymore.
No.
See, it's getting ridiculous.
No, it is ridiculous. It's stupid.
It's making me crazy. And quite frankly, I don't want to hear people talking about their whole life
private
story.
Lives, yeah.
So, yeah, you send that in a text message. Or you wait till you go and you see the person that's picking you up in 45 minutes anyways. Save your story for then. Don't tell the whole bus.
Oh,
I'm looking at her like.
Was this a talk show? Was this crazy? Dr. Phil? Dr. Phil alive? What is
looking
this?
For help?
Yeah, it is ridiculous. I take a shuttle to work every day, Monday to Friday. I take a shuttle, and there's a girl on that shuttle who does the exact same thing. And the really strange thing about it too is like when we're waiting for the shuttle, she's texting, but it's for some strange reason whenever we get onto the shuttle, that's when she decides to make a phone call and talk about her life. I don't know if
she's looking for some help, or is she like,
it's so weird.
Does her life sound great, or does it sound fucking terrible?
It sounds fucking terrible.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah.
She's crying out for help, man.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe next time I'll tap her on the shoulder and
yeah,
be like,
just be like, listen, hey, do you want to talk about this? You know, things don't sound too good.
Yeah.
She's like, how do you know? Because you tell everybody on the bus every morning. I know what you and Shaniqua did last night. Not saying that she's black. I'm only joking.
But yeah, I don't know. It's rough, man. It's crazy. I don't know why people do that. Etiquette, man. Cell phone etiquette.
There's got to be cell phone etiquette.
We need to kick it into gear, man.
Learn when to turn your cell phones off in movie theaters.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
You're at a funeral. You might want to turn it off.
You know what's even worse, man? Is with your like, when you're like hanging out with a group of your friends, whatever, you haven't seen for a long time or whatever else, and like they're constantly on their cell phones.
That's because they don't give a shit. They're like, why did I even come and see this guy? I haven't seen him in 10 years. I don't want to talk to James.
It's like, put your cell phone down. Let's talk, man. Like, what the? It's ridiculous.
I've been out on several dates, and a girl pulls it like, I'll turn my cell phone on. I'll basically turn it off. I turn it on like no vibrate, nothing. Like,
yeah, exactly.
And because I'm there on a date. I'm trying to get to know somebody.
That's right.
If I see a girl,
a real connection.
If I see a girl, if she pulls out her cell phone on a date with me, that's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
You're not interested in me. Listen, you clearly got a text message. Tiffany is more important than sitting here for spending 2 hours time with me. Get it together.
Put the cell phone away.
That's when I know. Whatever. That's when I know. The cell phone, man.
Or be discreet about it. I mean, if someone has a text message, you'd be like, oh, I have to go powder my nose, or like, you know what I mean? Or like, oh, I'll be right back. I got to make a phone call, whatever, right? Go handle your business. Come back, mano y mano, get back, face-to-face conversations. I think that's what we're lacking.
I kind of like people who aren't that into cell phone, like into the technology. Like,
yeah,
I'm into technology, but I'm not that into it. I got an iPhone, and I probably don't even really know how to use it to its full capacity.
Yeah.
But like, I want somebody... I don't even know.
Do you know that iPhones can turn on your coffee maker at home?
iPhones can do everything. But I don't know. It's a strange place. It's a strange...
strange place, strange world. It's nuts.
I'm just getting sick of everything.
Oh, man.
But we've gotten some good reviews on the podcast, the major downloads over the Christmas holidays.
That's great, man. Crazy. I guess people are just sitting down, relaxing.
More people are just downloading it. They're really using it as like a podcast. Like, I'll download it now and I'll listen to it when
in chunks.
Versus like sitting in front of your computer or whatever, just pressing play and trying to listen to it streaming.
Yeah.
But now more people, now there's like more downloads than there is
streaming
plays, which is kind of interesting.
People are using it. Yeah, it's good.
Podcast Buddy is going to be a big time medium coming up very, very soon.
You think so?
I know so.
How do you know? So what do you mean?
How do I know?
Well, I don't know. Like,
every radio show now is... every radio station you turn to, if you miss today's Dean Blondell show, you can listen to the podcast.
That's true. Yeah.
Go download the podcast. Everything's now turned into podcasts.
Yeah.
This is what people want, man. They want stuff on demand. They don't want to be stuck to that
time.
They want to do it on their time.
That's right.
That's why TV's changing, radio's changing.
Everything's on demand.
It's like you're going to be seeing people do like, instead of commercials, there's going to be product placements, like heavy.
Yeah.
Heavy, like, product placements.
Oh,
like,
yeah, exactly. Because that's the only way to get advertising.
Because
when you
have a PVR or whatever, your digital recorder thing, when you watch it, you can fast forward through the commercials. So it makes commercials ineffective. So now once when TV goes, like, full on demand, like, there's not going to be 7 o'clock, watch Friends. It's going to be, like, you know. Friends is available for download,
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
whatever time you want, and then you're going to be like seeing Monica being like, I love Tostitos. They're so great. How do you feel about that, Rachel? Like, they're going to have to incorporate
Chandler.
It. They're going to have to incorporate it into the show because commercials are going to be gone.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. They've always started doing it in movies too. Sometimes it's like really super corny in movies. You know what I mean? Where like some guy will be talking about something, or like,
movies, I think, oh, ridiculous. All done by Ford. I don't know. I don't know about. I don't know about anything like that. I'm no marketing genius, but it seems quite obvious what's going to be happening in the near future.
Oh yeah, it's going to be like Back to the Future too.
You hear about these stories, man. Kids are finding, you know how last time we were talking about how kids like to get fucked up?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I had to do a little more research on that.
Oh, did you know that white guys get messed up? All right.
Did you know that kids, like high school and stuff, they're like, girls are soaking tampons in vodka.
What?
And then you insert them and it gets you
messed up
instantly because it doesn't have to go through a filter, which is your liver.
Is this what kids are learning in school now?
This is what kids are doing. Same thing with guys. They're like funneling
tampons
they're funneling vodka into their ass.
Are you serious?
I'm being dead serious. It's a big thing because I think
it's a big thing.
Yeah, well, a kid died because it goes right into your bloodstream. There's no filter. It doesn't have to go process through your liver.
Jeez.
So you get fucked up instantly.
Yeah, more ways than one. People it's going up your butthole.
Well, I mean, you're trying to catch a buzz, man. I guess you should do whatever you got to do. But it sounded a little bit crazy to me. I don't need to get drunk that fast, that quick.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder how many people are going to be doing that on New Year's Eve.
Like, and I wonder, like, how's that conversation even go down? You know what I mean? Like, a group of guys standing around. Hey, man, you guys want to funnel a beer? Yeah, let's funnel a beer. No, no, no. The other hole. Like, how's that even go down? Everyone pulls down their, like, that's just disgusting.
Dude, listen, I don't hang out in these circles. I don't know how the method is done. I just read it in the newspaper and stuff like that.
We got to interview some of these high school kids or something.
But people are constantly chasing ways to get hammered.
And like, you know what it is? It's because people, I mean, like kids, whatever, adults, people just can't cope. I know we discussed this before, but I'm telling you, man, people are just stressed out with everything that's happening around. Like, life is easy, I think.
I blame it
for
on
us, anyways.
I blame it on terrible parenting.
Yeah, I have to agree with that.
Parents got to do a way better job, man.
Keep your kids in check. Make sure they're not funneling beers through their rectum. It's disgusting. I can't even see how that's even healthy for you.
Well, it's clearly not healthy for you. So it's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Sticking alcohol inside your buttock is just moronic.
I don't even, like, who's the genius who came up with this? I really wonder, like, what goes on at these parties? Like, is it... Like, I don't understand. Like, you know, when you funnel a beer, you know, like, it's like everyone can see. But, like, is this something, like, you do in private? You go into the closet and you funnel it? Or, like, are kids nowadays just so open with themselves that they're pulling down their pants and just letting some guy stick a tube up his butt? Like, this is disgusting. Is this how it is nowadays?
This is the new age.
Is this what I'm going to have to one day teach my kids not to do?
Listen, kids aren't communicating. They'll text in each other. Okay, tonight we're having the funnel in the ass party. get over here. Listen, kids are becoming more creative. I don't know. Maybe if you only have
kids are crazy.
One bottle of vodka and you got six dudes and you're like, this isn't going to get us drunk if we drink it the normal way.
We got to be creative about this.
You got to find other ways.
Man, that's nuts. I don't even understand why people would even do that. Just ridiculous. You just gotta get more sense nowadays.
We've talked about marriage before.
Oh boy.
And
I don't believe in marriage.
You don't?
No, I'm just joking. I don't even know.
There's a couple in Italy, okay?
Yeah.
Now, if this story doesn't say enough about marriage, that it's not a good idea, then I don't know what does.
Yeah.
They've been married for...
2 hours?
77 years.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
They have five children, 10 grandchildren, one great-grandson.
Wow, that's incredible. That's beautiful.
And they're getting a divorce.
What? What?
They're getting a divorce.
Why? You've been together for so long. Just what, are they going to remarry?
Because in the 40s, 10 years ago, this guy found a letter that that his wife wrote to one of her former lovers in the 40s. So she was like fooling around in the 40s.
Oh my God.
And so he hasn't been able to get over this. That he found the letters like 10 years ago.
Jeez.
He's 99 years old. She's 97. This dude wants a divorce. You know what I mean?
I guess he's sticking to his principles, man.
At 100 years old, and now you're like, fuck this bitch. I got to get the hell out of this.
I got to get out of here, remarry, get my convertible. I'm back on the scene now. I'm single now at 99.
Is this not crazy?
That's ridiculous. I don't even understand how that even makes any sense. I guess he's hurt, though. You know, he's hurt.
Listen, it just shows
he's sensitive.
People are like, oh, yeah, my parents have been together for so long, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Nothing is for it till death do us part. These guys, he's barely hanging on to life. Yeah. 99.
And he's getting a divorce.
And he wants a divorce.
Yeah. That's just, it makes sense, though, I guess. It's nuts.
Marriage is a flawed concept.
I think it is.
In today's society.
I think it is.
The marriage divorce rate is at an all-time high.
That's right.
And the way I see it, it's only going to get higher.
Guaranteed.
Marriage, my friend. I have my own personal view on marriage because we didn't talk about this before on the podcast.
All right, let's hear it.
Marriage is an old school way of thinking.
Yes.
It's not something that, you know, people are... Everybody, when they go to the altar and they're about to get married, you know, of course they have the good intentions of, oh my God, this is going to be perfect. We're going to live happily ever after, blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? It's a flawed system. Happily ever after, till death do us part, that was like forethoughts back in the 10th century.
Yeah.
You know, when you would get married when you were 16 years old.
Yeah, and you're halfway through your life already.
And of course it was till death do you part because you'd be dead by the time you're 30. So you're only married for 15 years.
Yeah.
So here's my new, here's what I'm suggesting to the world, because quite frankly, when I see my friends who get married at 25 and 26.
Or even earlier, man, it's ridiculous.
21. You see them and you know you're not making another 60 years. Like, you already hate your partner. That's a long time, because I don't think it's designed for people to be married for like 50 years and 60. I don't think it's going to really work anymore.
They should have like a renewal process.
Yeah.
You get married 10 years at a time.
License, buddy. Just like your driver's license expires every 5
exactly.
years.
Exactly.
You should get a marriage license.
Exactly. Booyaka.
Your marriage license expires every 10 years. So, you know, year number 8, you might be like, shit, this isn't going too good, but I don't want her to clean me out.
Yeah, I got so 2 more years.
Hang on for 2 more years. Then at 2 more years, your marriage license is expired. You got to go renew. If you don't renew, then it's over. You just make a clean split. No lawyers.
Yeah.
No nothing. That's what they need.
That's
to get.
Exactly what they should do. And maybe you could even sign up for like a 5-year plan.
Why does a marriage license not expire? You have to go get a marriage license.
Yeah.
But that's the only license that doesn't have an expiry date.
That's true.
My health card's got an expiry date. My driver's license got an expiry
date. That's right.
My license plate's got an expiry date.
That's right.
Not a marriage license.
I think
somebody needs to look into this.
Yeah, I think that should be a policy that should be passed in 2012.
Because you should be able to walk away free and clear after like 10 years and be like, shit, you know, that was honey, we had a hell of a run. And she could be like, that was really good. 10 years, we were married. Yeah. You know, see you later.
Yeah. Take care. Yeah.
I'm really digging this idea.
That's a good idea.
It's a fantastic idea.
We should be writing all these ideas down.
It'll generate more money for the bullshit government.
That's right.
Listen, these guys love
to pave our roads and whatnot.
Yeah, they love to tax us on shit.
Can you imagine? Yeah, that'd be great, man. Charge like $100 for 10 years or something like that for a marriage license.
Yeah, that's it.
There you go. That's an extra $100 for everyone who wants to get married.
But you know what would happen? You would see the renewal. There'd be like no renewals. People would be like, fuck this. I hate this girl. I can get out of here now. Free and clear.
That's exactly what would happen. Or maybe like some people would be like, all right, you want to try one more year? All right, let's take a one-year license.
Get like a one-year extension.
Yeah. All right, let's do like a three-month probation period. And then it'd be like graduated licensing. Probation period, and then, you know, if you want to continue on, you pay the extra fee.
I think I'm onto something.
Yeah, I think so.
Because, quite frankly, marriage is
bogus.
I had this discussion with a customer at my bar, and I don't blame things on, like, women's independence.
No.
For the demise of the family home.
No.
But it has to do with, it has a part in it, because... Mm. Men have always been scumbags for the most part.
Yes.
But back in, like, if you talk to people, even maybe like your parents, like your grandparents, mm-hmm. they might have been together for a really long time, but the world has changed so drastically over the past like 50, 60 years where women can vote, they're working, they got CEO positions, they're running countries now. And, you know, like 100 years ago, a woman would stay at home and take care of the family, watch the house, you know, do all that. And the man would go to work and make money and provide for the family. But men could essentially do whatever they wanted to do because their wife had no real ability to leave them.
Yeah, exactly. They'd
so that's broke. What would keep a marriage together. So when you see people who are married for like 40 years, it's like, yeah, but this guy got to do whatever he wanted to do.
Yeah.
And his wife couldn't do anything. Now today you see the divorce rate through the roof because
women can do whatever they want to
fuck around. Women's gonna be like, what are you doing? This is my condo. Get out of my house. You broke ass. you know she's like, I make more money than you. Get out.
Yeah, exactly. The whole dynamic has changed.
And the whole dynamic has changed. I'm not saying that it's for the good or for the bad. I'm just saying I there's got to be some sort of cause and effect.
Yeah.
That, or I could just be clearly speaking out of term and all women around the world will hate me.
No, I don't think so at all. I think it's true, man.
I think it's true.
Anyways,
that's my bit on marriage.
I'll turn this. No, that makes sense though. I get it, man. Like what
this guy's been married for 77 years.
Yeah.
He's 99. He got married when he was 22.
That's crazy.
He hates her.
Who gets married for that? Like, that's good though. Good for them that, you know, 77 years. I know my grandparents, I don't know how long they're married for. But yeah, that was the death do you part kind of thing.
Probably. Listen, my parents have, my dad is married now and my mom has been married before, but
yeah,
they weren't married when they had me. 'Cause as you know, I'm a bastard child who's not going to heaven, according to Deuteronomy in the Bible. But I don't know. To me, it's never been that big of a deal. I don't live by the way
the good
people
book of King James.
Well, everybody's like, oh, you got, you know, you're however old you are.
Yeah,
you know, shouldn't you be looking to settle down? Get
what is
married?
Up with that, man? We live like three times as long as we used to. What's the rush to get married?
Exactly. I'm looking for a death till death do us part marriage. Like when I'm 80, I'll hook up.
Yeah.
I'll get married.
Yeah, that's when you settle down. When you reach like 78 years old, get married then is death do you part.
No, listen, I would I'm not opposed to the whole family life, but I'm not gonna rush into it. Like I don't see myself having this such an urgent deadline. I got to get married, but you know, I have to have kids and I have to have a house. Screw that. Now I'm into traveling,
living your life,
into,
man. You need
having
experience.
Fun. I'm into doing out new things. I don't want to just be in this cookie cutter world of go to school, get a job, work for 30 years, retire at 55 if you're lucky, and then die. Or if you're not lucky, then you work at Walmart till you're 70 and then you die.
Yeah.
I'm not into that. I really don't want to be a part of that game. I don't know how, I don't know what the whole plan is, but there's going to be, I'm going to just figure it out as I go along, man. And
yeah, like my whole thing for 2012 was to follow my intuition. Because there's been too many times where I just don't follow, like, you know, like that little urge that sort of pushes you to do certain things or not to do certain things. I'm following that intuition, man. And so far, I've already started using my intuition on just on doing things, and it's working out really well for me.
I bet you'll have a lot more fun, man.
Yeah. Well, not only that, I mean, just, well, I think I'm just going to be doing more things.
And do what you want to do, man.
Yeah, man. Don't do what you do. Love what you do. Do what you love.
That's the motto.
That's the motto.
So.
Hey, man. Speaking of New Year's.
Oh, shit.
New Year's resolutions. You have any New Year's resolutions? Anything going down? Any any goals? Any like things you're gonna stop doing or like
I have
you
a New Year's resolution.
What's that?
I'm not gonna do crack this year.
As opposed to all the other years, yeah. Yeah, you don't have any.
It's an easy resolution to keep if you don't do crack.
You don't have any resolutions or anything, or
I usually don't make New Year's resolutions. I think I might have. I think I made New Year's resolutions last year and I actually kept them all, but it was like stuff like,
don't get married.
I was going to go traveling and I did that. And I think that was pretty much
that's a big one.
Like my only New Year's resolution. I don't try to lose weight or get into shape like, other people.
Yeah.
I'm already fly. I had a six pack on deck at all times. 20 sit-ups away at all times from a six-pack whenever I need it.
That's hilarious. Some people go nuts, man. It's funny because like I go to the gym all the time and stuff, and you can see like the spikes in memberships happen. It's always in like January. People always come January, first month of January, first like 2 weeks of January, packed. The gym is packed. It's nuts. I mean, that could be part of people just not going to the gym because they're on holidays and getting back into it. But a lot of it is like new people signing up, these New Year's resolutions. And then once it hits like February, it's back to normal.
Yeah, of course. People can't get it up. If they really wanted to be in shape,
they'd be
in shape.
Yeah.
Listen, I hate to break the news to you. Oh man, I don't even want to get into it because I've never had a battle weight or have to go through any major weight loss, but people can keep it in check.
You can. Because I think you know when you're going out of check. Like, there's been times where, like, you could just feel your body just like, man, I don't feel 100%. I'm only operating maybe at, like, 80% right now. And you know what you need to do, so you just got to do it. There's none of this. But I guess for some people it's a lot harder. You know what I mean?
No, listen. And once you have the extra weight on, it's clearly much harder to be motivated to get rid of it. But at the same time, man, you're going to, it's not healthy for you and you're going to die. So you should really try to slim. I'm not telling people to be skinny or whatever, but you know,
just be your ideal weight.
You can get into a healthy zone.
Yeah. Get into a healthy zone. Good term. That sounds like a P90X term.
No, it's not.
Get into the healthy zone.
Listen, P90X is a crazy program. If everybody did it, they'd be in great shape. Though. That kicks your ass.
Healthy zone, 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 zone.
But no, losing weight is a there's a mathematical equation.
Oh shoot! Here we go.
Listen, I don't know if this is exact. You can Google it. I'm not gonna Google it, but I'll just talk out my ass. That's what I basically do all day. So.
As long as it's not filled up with vodka.
To lose 1 pound of fat,
yeah,
I believe you have to burn 2,500 more calories than you intake.
Really?
And there's your mathematical equation.
Are you sure about that?
I'm pretty sure. It's somewhere in that area, yeah.
So you have to burn 1 pound of fat. You need to what?
To burn 1 pound, to get rid of 1 pound of fat, you have to burn 2,500 more calories than you intake.
That's crazy. That's a lot, because usually that's like your intake for a day.
Of course it's a lot.
Huh.
So think about it.
That's nuts.
And when you multiply that, Are you going to Google this?
Well, I'm Googling, man. Of course.
Okay, Google it up. Let's see what they say. But it is. And when you multiply that by, let's say you're 100 pounds overweight, that's a lot of calories you got to burn.
I'm not finding the answer here. I believe you.
You're not finding the answer?
No.
How can't you find the answer? It's on Google.
Well, it says here there's 3,500 calories.
It says 1 pound of body fat equates to 3,500 calories.
Yeah.
So?
So that's 1,000 more calories. That's crazy.
Well, anyways, I'm in... Yeah.
No. It depends on your body size and your mass.
But you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's still a lot. It's even more.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's disgusting. That's
so
nuts.
when you tack on and you're 10 pounds overweight,
yeah,
just think about how many more calories you have to burn than you intake, man. That's
insane.
A lot.
Insane. Right? So that takes a lot of dedication.
So it's a mathematical equation that can be achieved.
Yeah.
But you really have to be on top of it.
Yeah. And... Yeah, you have to be totally willing to lose.
Not
a lot
that
of
I'm a great person to give advice, but I'll
no,
give
man,
advice.
No, man, you aren't. You eat McDonald's like every other day.
I do, but I do 10 sit-ups and 10 push-ups every single day.
So you're telling me that those 10 push-ups and 10 sit-ups burns more than 3,500 calories?
No, but what I'm trying to tell you is that how many push-ups have you done this year?
I can't even count how many I've done.
Yeah, well, I do 10 a day. I know how many I've done.
No, all right.
Every day, 365 days a year.
You do 10 push-ups every single
day? Every single day.
I don't believe that.
Every day.
What the?
And if I go out, I'll do 10 more.
What?
Just so I can fit into my shirt.
Oh, man. Jeez. You hear that? You hear that, guys? If you want to be ripped, 10 push-ups a day. 10 push-ups, 10 sit-ups every single day, 365 days a year. You'll be in the healthy zone. Healthy zone.
Oh, well, at least we found the effects. Yes. So guess who's gotten divorced recently?
Oh,
Russell Brand files for a divorce from Katy Perry.
Oh, seriously?
Uh-huh.
Yo, there was some reports about that. She was out swimming somewhere in the tropics, or maybe it could have been just Florida. But she was swimming, and they took a picture of her in her beautiful bathing suit and bikini and whatever else and whatnot. And they noticed that she was not wearing her engagement ring. Wasn't wearing the ring. So some people speculated, hey, it could have been the
forget
fact
the
that
speculation. This is just it's a so joke. It's don't get married. Holy cow. Why don't people figure that? Kobe Bryant's wife said, Kobe, I've had enough.
They're getting divorced?
Yep.
Since when?
She's going to take a cool 75 mil from him.
What? You hear about, what's that guy who's Passion of the Christ, the guy who made that movie?
Mel Gibson.
Supposedly his divorce has the record for the biggest settlement. I think it was like $750 million.
No, that's not it. There's a guy who owned Fox. He had to shell out like $1 billion to
what?
He's
a media guru.
Started one of those big major television networks.
Man, this marriage thing is just scaring the wits out of me, man. I'm telling you. I am going to start a petition to have marriage licenses. When you first get married, you know, you're really into it. You're in love with the girl, you know. You're passionate about it, you know. Like, I love this girl. I love you, baby. But then afterwards, that love, it just starts to disappear, right? So for newlyweds, they give you the option. 2, 5, 10-year licenses. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
And hopefully the couple can agree on what term license that they should get. But if I were to get married, I would get a 5-year plan. 5 years.
Well, good luck with that one, trying to find a girl that's going to agree with that.
I can't. Oh, my. I'm scared now.
Anyways, James. Is it that time again?
Is it that time again?
Yeah, it's getting pretty close.
Yeah. What is this? What
time
we is
haven't
it?
Really quite accomplished anything today, really. I found out that.
Hey, man, we took a big break, man. What are you talking about? We were off for like a week.
You spent $50 on Christmas. I spent $200. I'm a big user. Divorce is just a terrible idea, even after 77 years. Somebody's the horrible to get idea. Divorced.
What about Kardashian? Remember that was like 72 hours? You know, a lot of the time, man, when I hear about this stuff, I think it's just all for publicity. Like, really. You know what I mean? Like, Like, were they really in love? Like, come on. Come on.
Quite frankly.
How can you not know who the other person is? You know what I mean? Like, how can you be dating this person? I don't even know how long they dated for. But it's all on their TV. I haven't watched the sitcom. I watched a couple episodes here and there. And, like, they're just constantly arguing.
Yeah, but
how can they not realize this in the beginning?
He bought a $2 million ring.
What an idiot.
Like a dummy. And she doesn't want to give it back.
What a knucklehead. And she doesn't want to give it back?
No.
She has money of her own. Why does she want it?
It's a gift.
Oh, like she's going to pawn that. She's so going to sell that. She is going to sell it for like $4 million just to make a profit.
If it doesn't work out, you should really give the ring back. That's...
Yeah.
That's... Unless he like cheated on you, then you can, I guess, keep the ring out of...
Yeah, of like spite.
Out of spite. But if you have a amicable breakup... You know, you should probably. I think you should probably give it back. What are you going to hang on to that for?
Yeah, it's just bad memories.
Wow.
Once again, marriage. Yes? No? I don't know. Anyways, I think it's about that time for
Tales from the Trip.
All right. Here we go. Where are we at now? So for everyone who hasn't listened to the other podcast, this is the part of the podcast where Jason talks about, he went on like this huge, huge trip all around the world in less than 80 days. And some pretty good stories have come out of this, which is really great. I still can't get over that guy who crapped his pants. Nine.
Paper.
Tales from the Trip.
Okay. where do I go?
I don't know. You want to talk about Oktoberfest again?
Nah, I'm gonna leave Oktoberfest out till I can figure out how to get my chums from Australia to so they can tell some of their stories.
We gotta Skype it.
I know, but they got like it's. I don't even know what time of the day it is over there. They're like a day ahead. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's true.
But I think I will where to go or what to do. I don't want like over the course, like there's a pretty much stories for every single day.
Yeah.
But the thing is some stories are just like, you know, different stories to show people how different, the world is, and then some stories are like, you know, just sheer ridiculous. A guy shitting his pants or people puking all over the street. But I went to this since we're on the theme of karma and good things.
Yeah,
I went to I didn't go. I heard a story about somebody.
I heard a story about this guy.
I heard a story about this guy who went to Lyon in France.
Oh man!
And he went there to go meet one of his friends. And so he was coming from somewhere in Germany, and then. He was going to meet this to go meet his friend from Canada. She was coming to Lyon because she's going to France.
That's so, a good reason to go to Lyon. Yeah.
Whatever. She's there. I don't know why. I don't ask questions.
All right.
But anyways, so I go and meet her at the train station. We didn't like make plans to get a hostel or hotel or anything like that. We're just going to be like, you know, when we get there, we'll just do it. So we get to Lyon. I meet her at the train station. I'm like 4 hours late because my train was delayed. And so we go down to the main place where all the hotels and stuff are, and we're trying to get a hotel. Walk into one place. Nope. Our hotel's fully booked. Go to another place. Nope. Hotel's fully booked. Every hotel in the entire city of Lyon was booked.
What? What was going on? Was it like a baseball game or something?
I don't play baseball. Right? There was some sort of like youth art festival or some nonsense like that that was going on. Yeah, it was right in that square, actually.
Oh, for real?
That's where the...
Tony Gagné?
No, that's not it.
Anyways.
But there's a youth festival going on, so every hotel was booked, and we couldn't get a room. There's one room available, and it was 350 euros for the
night.
Whoa. It was in, like, the super high hotel. So we're like, shit. We had this taxi driver taking us to every single hotel. He was calling his, like, this dude called his sister. He called, like, to Google search, like, hotels for us and stuff.
Jeez.
So we're like, shit, we're screwed.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, fine. After like a couple of hours of like walking up to like hostels and going, taking a bus and taking cabs.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, forget it. We're just going to have to stay up all night. So we're like, okay. So we went back to a hotel and we're like, can we just leave our luggage in your luggage room overnight? Because we don't have a place to stay. So we're just going to stay up all night. And the guy's like, okay, no problem. Didn't even charge us.
Wow. Nice guy.
And so we're like, okay, let's go. We went out for dinner. We had some wine. We're like, where are we going to go? Because we're in Lyon. We don't know any. We don't know like what's going on. I don't even know what day of the week it is anymore because I've been traveling for so long. Every day is the same.
Whoa, I thought this was your friend.
She is my friend.
Oh, no. I thought it was some other guy.
She's somebody else. Who cares? Who cares whose friend is?
Oh, I thought this was a story about some other guy.
It's a generic story about somebody. It doesn't have to be me, but I'm giving it from my perspective.
Oh, okay.
So there. But so you know, they go to eat dinner. They get some wine. They ask the waiter like, where should we go to party? Like, we were looking what's open late.
Yeah.
The guy's like, tu dois aller à les trois bateaux.
Oh.
And
the
three boats.
Oh, bateau. Oh, okay.
And so you go down to like the river and they have these boats. They're these big giant boats and they're clubs.
Whoa, that's wicked.
On boats.
That's wicked.
So one of the boats is open till like 1 in the morning. One is open till 5 in the morning. And one's open till like 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
So we're like, hey, we're like, which one do we want to go to? Do we want to first go to, you know, the 1 o'clock one and then leave there and then go to the 5 o'clock one and then go to the 6 o'clock one because we
that's all night?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
We have to stay up all night. So we're like, you know?
Like, yeah, let's party.
That's what they were saying. They had to stay up all night. So they go down to, they have like great food, bottle of wine for dinner, get a little buzz, go down to the boats, and there's like a dress code.
So
it's like, shit, you know, the dude didn't have like proper dress shoes and stuff. He's just got like, he's like a traveling dude. He's just like sneakers.
Oh, okay.
And so he gets right up to the bouncer. And luckily, the guy who told me the story is a black guy. And the bouncer was an American black guy.
Oh, okay.
And he walked up. He's like, can we get in? It's just me and my friend. And he's like, right. He's like, where are you from? And the guy said, Canada. He's like, oh, I'm from Detroit. Like, yeah. The guy's like, I'm from Toronto.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, oh, yeah, that's right there. Blah, blah. Perfect. We get into the club.
Nice.
And then get drinks, partying,
nice,
dancing,
nice,
talking to the bouncer again from Detroit.
Yeah,
introduces them to his like wife and
crazy.
And then they buy us drinks. So they're like, they're like, if you want to, because we told them the story. They're like, you know, you can go down to where the coat check is.
Yeah,
and there's like couches down there. Like you guys can like crash down there.
What?
We'll be here till like 7 in the morning.
Wow, that's nice.
So, the guy and the girl, they're like,
it's so you. It's so funny.
But it doesn't matter. I'm trying to keep the stories disguised. Okay. What happens when there's a story that I don't want people to know that it's me? That's why I would keep all the stories generic.
All right. Anyways,
so So it's like 6 o'clock. It's like not even 6 o'clock. It's like 5:30. Now the boat's shutting down. Like the party's coming to an end.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, let's go down to the couches and like crash out.
Yeah.
Until they kick us off the boat. But then the coat check lady's like, what are you doing down there? She's like, she's yelling at us. She's like, you can't stay down there, blah, blah. We're like, what? Like I told her. She's like, doesn't matter. You guys have to leave right now. And then she gets other bouncers to come and then throw us out.
Oh, my God.
So we're like, shit. So we go outside. We're walking. We're like, cool, let's just walk back to like the main square.
Yeah.
And you know, pass out on the bench. She brought a big purse and she put like a blanket in there.
Oh, that's nice. So, like,
We're going to like pass out on like the bench.
Yeah.
So we're walking. Then we start talking to these people. And there's like two guys and a girl.
Yeah.
And the two guys and... You know, the two guys are talking to her and I'm talking to the girl.
Yeah.
Or like, okay, maybe one of us can convince these people to let us stay at their place.
Yeah.
So we're just like talking to them. We're like, yeah, blah, blah. We're stuck. Yeah. And then the girl's like, oh, well, you guys can stay at my place.
What? Nice.
I'm like, sweet. And then the guy's like, no, you guys can stay at my place. And I'm like, no, I don't trust you two little guys. You guys look a little creepy, but I trust her. Like, we went to her house, and then they talked, and then we all ended up going back to one of the guy's houses.
Yeah.
And he had a super fly place. This guy must be, like, a super rich kid, because
really?
He has, like, a huge, like, penthouse flat, like,
jeez.
And it's huge. I had, like, so many rooms. Like, we get up there, he cooks us food, and this is, like, 6 in the morning. He's cooking incredible. Us food.
That's hospitality.
Giving us drinks.
Yeah.
We're doing shots.
That's hospitality.
He's like, I have to go to school in the morning, so... It's like, you guys can just sleep on the couches here, blah, blah. I'm like, wicked.
Wow.
Wakes up in the morning. He's like, hey, guys, it's time to go. I have to go to school. I'm like, whatever. Cool. Let's go. Went back, picked up our luggage. But just shows you, man. Like, I did all of my travelings with, like, no plan.
Yeah.
I bought a one-way ticket.
Yeah.
Not a set plan. And I just, like, went with the flow and everything just works out.
Yeah.
And that night, that just showed me, like, you know, like, we had no plan. We had nowhere. We thought we were going to be screwed and have to sleep outside like homeless people.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, man, things always worked out. Got to sleep.
Karma, man.
Sleep on a couch. It's comfortable. Wake up. This guy's cooking and shit.
Jeez.
Baguettes. I don't know.
Croissants.
It's pretty cool, though. It's a cool experience. So don't be afraid to just...
Get out there and travel, man. Go see the world.
Do whatever.
Go see what the world has to offer you.
Just don't be scared of things. Yeah. Like, who cares if you don't have a place to stay?
everything will work out the way it's supposed to. Who cares if it's snowing outside and it's freezing cold and you have no place to stay?
Listen.
Travel the world. See what's out there. No, I have to agree with you, man. Like, when I went to India, we had planned, me and Rob, we planned to, like, travel to, like, 7 different places. But then when we got there, we did, like, the first 3, and then... After that, we're like, you know what? Let's just do whatever. Like, we're here. Let's just, like, do whatever we want to do. And that's when, like, the trip sort of took, like, a whole new, you know, whole new chapter, new page. And that's when it actually got better. So much better.
Well, listen, you're going to have to save your story for the tales from the trip.
All right.
You went to India.
Yeah, that was dope. That was fun.
I never went to India.
Not yet, anyways. You should go and check it out.
Oh, scary.
No, it's not scary. See, you just got to go. Don't make a plan. Just go. Just do it.
Yeah, man. I will. Yeah. One day.
One day.
One day.
Well,
everybody. Sorry.
Don't forget to
sorry for making you listen to this.
Don't forget to download like everyone else seems to be doing now. And, I don't know, listen to it. If you guys have suggestions, send them over to Jay.
I got issues. Two S's. IGOTISSUESS.
Yeah. I got issues.
Download the podcast for free on iTunes. Look for the Jason Maynard Podcast.
Peace out, y'all.
Happy New Year's, everybody. Be careful. Don't drink and drive. Don't get anyone pregnant either.
And make sure you do not get married tonight. Happy New Year's, everybody.